those who have come to this gathering. They have not come to convert themselves from organized religion, this organized religion, to that organized religion. Vipassana has nothing to do with these organized religions. Vipassana has nothing to do with blind belief. Vipassana has nothing to do with these cults, these philosophies. Vipassana is a science, a pure science of mind and matter. How they interact, how they keep on influencing each other, and how at a very deep level of the mind we don't understand what is happening at the depth of the mind, and we keep on generating and multiplying our misery because of that ignorance. That ignorance cannot be removed by these discourses, cannot be removed by reading scriptures. That ignorance can be removed only by your own experience of the truth within yourself. Experience of the truth pertaining to this material structure. Experience of the truth pertaining to this mental structure. How they both interact. This is what Vipassana does. When we continue to call oneself a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Muslim or a Jain or a Sikh or a Parsi or an Indian or a Burmese or an American or a Russian, makes no difference. Law is law. In the ancient language of India, dharma meant law, nature, truth, the law of nature, how things are happening. How things are happening inside, and according to the law of nature, because of our ignorance, we keep on generating a behavior pattern, we keep on strengthening a behavior pattern deep inside, which makes us so miserable, so unhappy. And by understanding this behavior pattern at the experiential level, at the depth of the mind, we can change this behavior pattern just by observing it and doing nothing. If you try to change it, you started doing something and there is another reaction which will create more problem for you. This technique will teach you how to observe, just observe. And as you go deep inside, you start understanding how the function of the mind, the body, the entire material structure which looks so solid is actually at the ultimate truth. It is nothing but mass of subatomic particles arising, passing, continuously wavelets with great rapidity, and you start experiencing it. The entire structure is nothing but wavelets. And your contact with the outside world is only with these six sense doors, the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the body, and the mind. There is no seventh door for you to contact the outside world. And with these six sense doors, by this practice, you will understand that the entire universe which comes in contact at these sense doors is nothing but vibration coming in contact with vibration. Every time a vibration from outside comes in contact at any sense door, creates another vibration, a neutral vibration, and immediately a part of the mind starts giving valuation to it, starts recognizing it. A word has come. What word? A word of abuse or a word of praise, and it is good, it is bad, and the sensation changes into pleasant or unpleasant, and then you start reacting to this sensation, pleasant with craving, unpleasant with aversion. This is a deep behavior pattern of your mind at the deepest level. And this behavior pattern you keep on multiplying every moment, because you don't know there's a big barrier between your conscious mind and the so-called half-conscious or unconscious mind. This technique will break that barrier. Very soon you will reach the stage where there is no barrier between the conscious and the unconscious. The entire mind is fully conscious for you, super conscious. You understand the entire function of the mind, how it is working, the entire function of the body, how it is working, and the interaction between the two, and how these complexes, because of the reactions, blind reactions, they generate and they get multiplied, multiplying your own misery. It becomes so clear. And you will start coming out of it by observing where the contact has started and where you started reacting to it. Something unpleasant outside has happened. It looks that you are reacting to that something unpleasant, but actually you are reacting to a pleasant sensation inside. If you are reacting to something unpleasant, there is unpleasant sensation inside to which you are reacting. After all, what is pleasure? You call pleasure. At mental level you say it's pleasure. It is nothing but a pleasant sensation on your body. What is a displeasure? It is nothing but an unpleasant sensation on your body. Mind and matter are so interrelated, you can't separate them. They are so interrelated and they keep on influencing each other so much, unless you understand the entire phenomena of mind and matter, how they are working, how the interaction is going on, you can't come out of your misery at the deepest level. And this technique takes you to the deepest level where everything starts with this reaction of craving, aversion, and all the other defilements, the negativities, are products of this craving, aversion. This becomes so clear at the experiential level. You come to this meeting quite a large number of you have come to take a course of 10 days. And it is good because without yourself understanding the truth at the experiential level, you can't come out of your misery. All other sermons will only work at the surface level of your mind. And the surface level of the mind is so thin. And the major part of the mind does not listen to intellect, does not listen to these sermons. It is a slave of its own behavior pattern. It's a prisoner of its own behavior pattern. That can be broken only when you start observing the truth at the deepest level of your mind within yourself. So quite a few of you who have come to experience it yourself, they are welcome. Not that in 10 days they will come out of all their miseries, but in 10 days you will get an art, a technique by which you can start observing the truth at the deepest level, how the defilements and the resultant misery, how it starts, how it multiplies, how it starts, how it multiplies, and how it can be stopped and it can be eradicated just by observing at the sensation level. Whatever is happening in the mind, you just observe. An impurity has come in the mind, anger or hatred or ill will or passion or fear or ego or anything. And then what sensation I have on the body? And you are just observing it. And with the observation, you find that it is not permanent. It arises, passes. Oh, it is impermanent. It is a changing phenomenon. And by this observing, you find, yes, it got eradicated. You not suppressed it. Suppression is one extreme. And expression of it at the vocal level or physical level is another extreme. You are coming out of both the extremes. You just observe. So those who have come to participate in this 10-day course, they are welcome to give a trial to this. The wisdom is of two types in our country. One is called Paryapti, other is called Pratipadit. Paryapti, sufficient intellectual understanding should be there. Otherwise it will be a blind faith. So at the intellectual level, those who are not participating, at least at the intellectual level, they must get sufficient understanding which can inspire them to come and give a trial to this technique. After all, it's a technique of an ancient country which made it Vishwaguru. The entire world started following India, not for these rites or rituals or pujas or this or that. It was because of this wonderful science that India developed deep inside at the personal experiential level and which it started teaching to others around the world. It's lost to India, it's lost to the country, it has come up now. So those who are not participating, my wish is that they at least get the inspiration, paryapta inspiration, sufficient inspiration at the intellectual level so that they can spare 10 days of their life and see what is this highest culture of our heritage, Indian heritage, the science of the mind and matter, the science of mind and matter which takes it to the stage which is beyond mind and matter, which takes us to the stage where all the impurities get eradicated in a scientific way, in a proper way, which can be tested in a very scientific way by one and all, which can be practiced in a scientific way by one and all. It's not necessary to convert yourself to one religion or one philosophical belief or one cult or one dogma. Nothing doing. Pure science. Take it as a science. Investigate the truth within yourself as a science. Come out of your misery. May all of you, those who are participating now for 10 days, get maximum advantage of their stay here. And those who are coming only for these intellectual understanding may get inspiration to come and examine the truth within themselves. May all of you come out of your misery and enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness to you all. Real happiness to you all.